starting with Paxton Lynch. He's got a high ankle sprain, right high ankle sprain. He's out 2 to 4 weeks. Okay, Domantas Pecos got a right MCL sprain in his right knee, 1 to 2 weeks. And Derek Wolfe's got a neck sprain. He's still being evaluated, and we're not sure how serious it is right now. So that's it as far as injuries. Questions?
You called Talib's behavior unacceptable
yes.
yesterday. 20 hours later, what form does unacceptable have to you now?
It's unacceptable. We can't do it. I'm not going to speak for the Raiders, okay? I'm not going to speak for their intent, but we can't do it. You know, we can't lose our best corner in a game like that. It obviously hurt us down the stretch, and I told our guys, if we can defuse those things, we have to defuse them. You know, we can't fall into the trap of getting into a fight that ends up losing one of our best players. We can't do it. So it's unacceptable. We can't do it.
Will there be any consequences for him at all, or just the conversation you've had with him?
Well, I'll say this, okay? I'm not sure how it all started, okay? Now, if the league steps in and they hand something down, that's their decision, okay? Internally, no, because I'm not sure how it all started. And when those things start, guys, it's a fine line between once it starts and not defending yourself. Okay, so again, I'm not going to speak for the Raiders. I'm going to speak for our guys. I told our guys I don't want it. Okay, but once it happens, you know, how does a guy not defend himself? Okay, punches are being thrown, helmets are off. So I don't want it to happen. But if it does happen, you know, you can't blame a man for defending himself. Okay, I want our guys to simply defuse and walk away. That's what I want.
How do you feel about Trevor going back into the starting lineup now?
I thought Trevor did a great job of, you know, being down for a week and being back on the roster, getting himself back engaged and, you know, playing good football. You know, and that speaks to Trevor as a person to bounce back, you know, through adversity and to come back and play a decent football game in the fourth quarter for us. So I was excited to watch him go on two long drives and give us two touchdowns. And that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Do you think he's a better quarterback today than he was a month ago when he had to sit him down?
That's hard to say. You know, obviously he's going to learn from some of the things he did, you know, early in the season. You would hope he learns from those things, but it's hard to say. You know, he hadn't played a full game since.
Would you like to see him finish out the season, or will it be an issue?
Well, he's going to be our quarterback Sunday, you know, moving forward here, so we'll see.
What did you think of Del Rio's comment on Stewart?
Mm-hmm.
It was a vicious hit and said okay. That he needs to be disciplined.
Again, I'm not going to speak for the Raiders, okay? But, you know, as a coach, when things happen on the field, you have to go back and watch the tape before you make comments like that. I would say that, okay? It was 4 or 5 plays in that game that I didn't like either, okay? But I wouldn't speak on that after a football game. I would go back and watch the tape and make sure that that was what it was. Now, speaking about Stu's play, you know, Stu was trying to avoid the guy, okay? Stu hurt himself avoiding hitting the kid in the neck and the head area, okay? So the ball was thrown way inside of the hash. It was thrown high. Stu went to make a play on the ball. The receiver ducked, in my opinion, and Stu put his head out, okay, not to make helmet-to-helmet contact, and lowered his shoulder, okay? Cooper's head is under Darian's elbow. Okay, so to me, it was a good football play. Okay, so it was not a dirty play, in my opinion. Again, I speak for our guys only.
It put you in a tough position with Talib, and that the players, at least in the locker room after, all supported him.
Yeah.
Because of the way he went after Crabtree, partly mm-hmm. because Crabtree slugged Harris.
Right.
So is that where you're trying?
And again, I'm not sure how it started, but I know this, okay? It's okay to defend your teammates, okay? But we cannot get thrown out of a football game, okay, when we have a chance to defuse it. Okay. If you have no chance, you defend yourself as a man. I'm okay with that, okay? But if it's any chance that you can get out of it, you should, right? For the betterment of the football team. That's my point to our team. But, you know, him defending his teammate, I'm all for that, okay? I'm all for that. But do it the right way.
You guys are without Domantas and potentially Wolf. What's kind of the move there for the defensive line?
We brought Kyle Pecco up Saturday, and we've got a young guy in Tyreek Jarrett on the practice squad we can bring up if need be.
What are your overall?
The NFL is the ultimate pressure cooker. How much pressure are you yourself feeling after this slide, and do you feel that you're on the hot seat?
Well, it's pressure every week, you know, whether you're a coordinator or a head coach, so it's no different. You obviously want to win the football games, and we haven't done that. So the pressure is accurate. I understand that, and it's expected when you're not winning football games. So I'm okay with that.
Did you tell the team or address the team and explain or what you thought is why you are losing?
Yeah. I told the guys today, I said simple details execution for us, self-inflicted wounds, and penalties. That's been our issue. The last 2 weeks we've lost by one possession, and we've turned the ball over inside of the two-yard line 2 weeks in a row. So you can't do that, right? It was a 13-point swing against the Bengals and a 14-point swing against the Raiders there. So guys are playing hard. You know, that's not a problem for us. Yesterday you watched the game, and guys are fighting to the end. We're trying to finish the game and get the ball back to try to score and tie the game. Our issue right now is details, execution, hurting ourselves, and penalties. That's been the issue.
Paxton looks like, I mean, he flashed, you know, his talent and athleticism yesterday. Mm-hmm. But it looks like, you know, just the feel of the game, you know.
Right.
Like if the NFL had a minor league, he could benefit from that.
Yeah. It comes from playing more. You know, I thought Paxton early in the football game made good decisions for us. Okay, the first third down of the game, they're playing bracket coverages. It's an unscouted look. He found a one-on-one and missed the throw. Simple as that, but it was a great read. The next drive, you know, we call a play action pass with Andy in the flat. Both guys are covered. He throws the ball to the flat for a 25-yard gain. We get a holding penalty. Okay, that drive, we move down into the red zone, and he throws the pick, you know, on the goal line there, and it went downhill for him after that. He took some sacks, holding the ball too long on occasions there, but I thought he started off, you know, with the right frame of mind to play a good football game. Then certain things happened, and it went downhill for the kid.
What does it say about the overall state of your quarterback play that of your three, every guy has started,
yeah,
every guy has been a second stringer, and every guy has been a third stringer,
yeah,
and injuries have had very little, with the exception of yesterday, to do with it?
Yeah, that's not good. You know, when you're playing with three quarterbacks, not because of injury, it's not a good thing. You know, so we got to find the right guy for our football team, and that's where it starts in this league. You know, but you know, all three guys have worked hard. Again, when you don't have success at the quarterback level, you know, it's a lot of things. It's blocking, it's throwing and catching, it's all those things. It's details. So, you know, I can't say it's all those kids' fault. You know, it's a unit issue, but it starts with the quarterback. It's not good. It's not good because that means that you haven't had one guy who's played good enough to stay in the role. So it's not good.
How do you feel the receivers have dealt with the adjustment?
Okay. I mean, you know, receivers run their routes, and they want the ball, and they want it thrown accurately. And so I think the receivers are fine.
You look back at that last third down conversion to Patterson, in hindsight, 20-20, but was that too much of a risk there? Did it expose Langley on that play?
No. We're in four-minute defense. We burn both timeouts. We have no more timeouts. So you can't risk rushing four and giving up a first down. That means what? Game over, right? So we had to make the play. So to make the play, we rushed, and we played cover zero, which you should do all the time in 4 minutes. He throws the ball up for anyone who wants it could have gotten that football. So it was a proper call, proper football call.
How difficult was it at the end of the third, roughly in fourth and one? You had him with the Emmanuel take a look at the spot.
Right, right.
And you decided to punt there.
It was 20 minutes left in the football game. Okay, we were totally backed up with a fourth and one. If we don't convert that, the game's exactly over. So I thought punting the ball, we had plenty of time to get probably four or five more possessions of the football. So why risk going for a fourth and one there? You know, after a challenge there, and you know, risk them stopping us and scoring, and then the game's totally over. Even with a field goal, that game's over right there. So it wasn't time to do that.
Time for a few more for the coach.
Yes.
You said Paxton's up 2-4. Would you expect him back on the practice field before the end of the season?
Well, we got what, five games left. I'm not sure. You know, we hadn't discussed that yet.
Coach, he was pretty emotional yesterday.
Paxton?
Yeah, after the game.
After the game, we talked about it. And it, obviously, you know, he was hurt week three in preseason. He got his chance to play, you know, and he's hurt again. So, I mean, he was disappointed, obviously, on how the year's gone for him, and understandable.
Did you talk to Akeem specifically about it? I know you addressed the team about the incident. Did you talk with him about it?
Yeah, we talked last night after the game about it.
You feel like you guys are good at this point?
Oh, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Last one, please.
Right.
Yes.
With Derek's neck, that thing's been lingering all year.
Yeah.
How concerned are you that you might have to shut him down?
Well, we'll see. We'll see what the MRIs and the testing tells us. Obviously, you know, our concern is for his health and well-being. So if it's not right, you know, we'll shut him down, you know, obviously. So, you know, we're going to be smart with that, obviously being a neck. You know, we're going to be smart with Derek.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.